The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
I'm going to start a new ad campaign. Maybe some of you would want to be investors in my new ad campaign because I think it's going to be really, really popular. Yeah, I'll tell you about it in just a minute. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. I have no idea why, but I have had a terrible time this week remembering what day of the week it is. I can't believe we are already at Thursday. But anyway, welcome. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. My ad campaign is going to say, a brain is a terrible thing to waste. Is that copyrighted, trademarked? I don't know. I'll have to check into it. But here's going to be my ad campaign. Big letters. A brain is a terrible thing to waste. And then I'm going to post pictures of intelligent-looking people alone in the middle of a parking lot with a mask on. Yeah, nobody around even close, just a mask. Or pictures of people in their automobiles, their cars, their vehicles, all alone, no one around, windows rolled up, and a mask on. Or people on a walking trail, alone. Nobody within 100 feet or 100 yards, and they're wearing a mask. Walking into the radio station today, I get out of my car in the parking lot, and I look way over across the parking lot, and there is a man, intelligent-looking, and he's all alone. In the parking lot, nobody close, and he's wearing a mask. And I thought, who are you trying to protect yourself from? I know there's all kinds of controversy about masks, and some of you, maybe you have an immune system that's compromised or you're high risk or whatever, and you are comfortable or you're just not comfortable being out in public without wearing a mask. Fine. That's okay. That's fine. I won't question you whatsoever. But c- completely alone? Please, people. God gave us brains, and it's really cool when we at least try to use them. I still see, not every day, but I still see people alone in their car, nobody in it, windows rolled up, and they got a mask on. And I guess it'd be worse when they got their windows down, out in fresh air, nobody around close, and they're wearing a mask. The lack of common sense is just incredible. And the fear that has been instilled in the public's psyche. I'm going to get into it later, but it looks like the Biden administration today is going to declare a national health emergency because of monkeypox. Yeah, I spent a lot of time on that yesterday. Talk about ridiculous, ludicrous, insane. But it looks like before the end of the day, monkeypox will be declared a national health emergency. All right, again, maybe we'll get to that later. Headline, Russian court issues verdict in Brittany Griner's trial. U.S. female basketball star Brittany Griner was convicted today. She was found guilty. Now, the Russian court system doesn't work like ours. She had already pleaded guilty. Now, from what I'm reading, this makes no sense whatsoever, but from what I'm reading, that's when the trial begins, after you've pled guilty. She had pled guilty. They went ahead and had a trial, and today she was convicted, found guilty of drug possession, and sentenced to 9 years in prison. Now, when this first happened, I thought, she was bringing some CBD oil into the country. That's not really marijuana. It's a derivation from the marijuana plant, but it's not a psycho-hallucinogenic drug. And a lot of people use CBD for medical purposes and so forth, and that's what I thought. No. She was bringing in more. She had CBD oil, but she had some stuff with the THC in it, which is the hallucinogenic. And she has admitted she knew it was illegal. She knew that it was illegal. So she broke Russian law. She got caught. She's been sentenced now to 9 years in prison for drug possession. Will she spend much more time in prison? Probably not. It looks like the Biden administration is working on a prisoner swap. A terrorist and a murderer. This is not a done deal yet, but this is what it looks like. We are going to swap a Russian terrorist and a Russian murderer for a U.S. basketball star who refused to stand for the national anthem. Didn't like America. Didn't like what America stands for. And she willingly went and played in Russia. She was going to Russia, not on vacation, but to play basketball. So, now, hey, do I think she should go to prison in Russia? No, I don't. But I think the irony here is very deep. She disrespected America and is now pleading with the country that she disrespected to get her out of a jam that she got herself into. Again, it looks like a prisoner swap will probably happen pretty soon. President Biden responded to the nine-year prison sentence. He said, quote, I call on Russia to release her immediately so she can be with her wife, loved ones, friends, and teammates, said the verdict and the sentence were unacceptable. That is from President Joe Biden. We'll see what happens. Now, again, her sentence is 9 years. Pleading before the judge in Russia, she said, I hope in your ruling it does not end my life. Well, I don't think 9 years in a Russian jail would be pleasant, but I don't think it's a death sentence. Anyway, she thinks so. We'll see. And I would imagine that this is going to come about pretty quickly. If there's a prisoner swap in the works, it's going to happen pretty fast. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. We need to take a break. When we come back, the Biden administration is pushing for electric vehicle charging stations all across America. Yeah. To be added to an electric grid that is already overburdened.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You really don't know whether to laugh or cry or just kind of go, what? Yeah, well, the Biden administration is now pushing for the U.S. government to spend billions, not millions, not hundreds of millions, but billions. I misspoke. I said the Biden administration wants the government to spend. Sometimes we forget the government does not own one single penny. It's all our money. One source of income, people like you and I, or is that me? Both of us. Anyway... The Biden administration is pushing to spend billions of dollars to create an entire network of EV infrastructure. What is that? Electric vehicle. Yeah, because here's the problem. Electric vehicles are pretty cool around town. I've said this often. I would love to drive a Tesla. I haven't. If any of you have a brand new Tesla, let me know when you're coming by and we'll take a spin around the block. I'm a car guy. I'm fascinated by technology. And I would love to drive a Tesla. Own one? Nah. Don't have any, even if I could afford one, which I can't. But around town, they're pretty cool. But if you go on the road, not so much. Several journalists in the last several months have taken out on trips. One was from New Orleans to Chicago in an electric vehicle, and it was not pleasant. It was not pleasant at all. They had to stop and stop and stop and stop, and they had to recharge, and they wasted so much time, and the end result, they said, I'll never try to take an electric vehicle on a trip again. Another automotive magazine a few months ago took a trip from either L.A. to New York or New York to L.A., and I think it was in a Tesla. It was terrible. They had to plan out, where is the next charging station? How far can we go? And, you know, and it was a terrible experience. Well, that is traveling through major cities. What about going through rural Wyoming or South Dakota or Nebraska or Iowa or rural Missouri, for that matter? It's almost impossible today. So, in order to encourage all of us to buy electric vehicles, the Biden administration is suggesting that charging stations be located no more than 50 miles apart all across America. Now, between Columbus and Cincinnati, okay, yeah, every 50 miles, I could see that. But again, traveling across rural Texas, Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota, can you imagine what would have to be done? That's number one. And number two, and far more important, we're finding out this summer that the American electric grid is pushed beyond its limit. We are still having rolling blackouts. And we will for the rest of the summer. It has been a particularly warm summer, and the electric grid cannot sustain it. Now, that's right now. And the federal government under the Biden administration is closing power plants all across America. So we already don't have enough electricity. There are no new electric plants coming online. None. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. None. And a whole bunch that we already have are being shut down. Now, I'm not a real smart person. I'm really not. But talk about a recipe for disaster. We already don't have enough electricity. We're not developing any more electric power plants. We're reducing the number we already have. And they want to put an electric charging station every 50 miles. What could possibly go wrong?
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.